to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Hour two, folks. Thursday, 1st of November, 2007, all that stuff. Let me read to you what I was referring to before the break. By the authority vested in me as president by the laws of the United States of America, of course it's capitalized, keep that in mind, and in order to ensure the United States achieves the most beneficial economic use of its resources, it is hereby ordered as follows. In a section under definitions, for the purposes of this order, privatization means the disposition or transfer of an infrastructure asset, such as by sale or long-term lease, from a state or local government to a private party. And remember, the state also means the government, the corporation. B, infrastructure asset means any asset financed in whole or in part by the federal government and needed for the functioning of the economy. Examples of such assets include, but not limited to, roads, tunnels, bridges, electricity, supply facilities, mass transit, rail transportation, airports, ports, waterways, water supply facilities, recycling and wastewater treatment facilities, solid waste disposal facilities, housing, schools, prisons, and hospitals. Originally authorized purposes means the general objectives of the original grant program. However, the term is not intended to include every condition requires for a grantee to have obtained the original grant. Transfer price, the amount paid or to be paid by the private party for the infrastructure asset. If the asset is transferred as a private initiative, and that is to the extent permitted by law, to head of each executive department and agency shall undertake the following actions. And then it goes down to, everything else. I'm not going to read the whole thing here. But this is what George Bush Sr. did in 1992, way ahead of what we're seeing right now. It was done as executive order. It became law, was not challenged by Congress. And here we sit, broke, flat on our keisters, no money. The states are screaming we have no money. The federal government has no money. They're $100 trillion in the hole. So what do you think, folks, that they're going to start paying these people back with? Deal or no deal? Hey, we got hospitals, we got roads, we got tunnels, we got bridges, we got everything. Everything is for sale.
We got slaves, we got human beings.
That's right. And it's not going to stop. These people.
You know what the New World Order is, though, John?
Yeah, it's the unholy triad that I talk about.
Well, but it's also it's an order of knights. Remember all those people that I listed that were knighted by the Queen of England?
Yeah.
The Order of the Star of India is an order of knights that was, you know, put in to impose themselves upon India. They've done the same thing here, and that's when President Bush came out and said there's a new world order. He's talking about not some kind of ambiguous term. He's talking about an order of knights.
Well, whatever
in the new world.
Whatever title that they give themselves, it scarcely matters to me.
But the title wasn't given to themselves. It was given them by the Queen, which is the Corporation of London, the City of London. You know, and that goes back to not only Italy and Rome. It also goes back to Austria, Bavaria, and the Germanic republics. T-Mobile is a German corporation now owned and controlled majority stake by the German government. The Coast Guard is coming out with these two new international-class interceptors. They're named the Bertolt and the Bosch, two good German names. The very first Bertolt was knighted by the King of England in the early 1900s.
Jawohl.
You can't ignore all that. I mean, it's just like, exactly.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Bill and Vicky, I'll take your calls right after the break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Amazingly enough, my wife just handed me a package. I have a gentleman that is very good at ferreting out government documents and all sorts of pertinent information. The first thing in this very large package I open up and pull out, the government and judicial systems within the United States of America at both federal and local state levels is owned by the Crown, which is a private foreign power. Before jumping to the conclusions about the Queen of England or the royal families of Britain owning the USA, this is a different Crown, and is fully exposed and explained. We're specifically referencing the establishment of Templar Church, known for centuries by the world as the Crown. From this point on, they also refer to the Crown as the Crown Temple or the Crown Templar, all three being synonymous. It's the first thing I pulled out of this package. I'll have to read that tonight. Let's go to the false.
It goes to the point, though, the Templars, I mean, that's what a lot of this is about. It's false temples to false gods.
Yeah. And all licensed bar attorneys in the U.S. owe their allegiance and give their solemn oath in pledge of the Crown Temple, realizing this or not. This is simply due to the fact that the bar associations throughout the world are signatories and franchises to the International Bar Association, located at the Inns of Court at Crown Temple, which are physically located at Chancery Lane behind Fleet Street in London.
Yeah.
Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I wanted to mention that the previous caller gave extremely sage advice. I believe he gave it on the last interview with, Hertzi.
I wasn't privy to it, but let's stick with this one. And what do you got, Bill?
Yeah. The advice that he gave should be acted upon immediately, not tomorrow, next week, but immediately. Your court record shipped or make notice to brian@hushmail.com and ship it in that fashion so that it can be notarized and accepted for value. As in the Battle of the Bulge that we don't observe the history of very often, the command at the scene advised his gentlemen that were fighting for liberty that any way you fired, you were going to hit the enemy. And that's about where it is right now. The gentleman's advice previously in regard to accepting it for value, Mr. Schein, as a quintessential object lesson for these Nazis will become extremely well appreciated when you are and your case is being reviewed at the International Bank of World Settlements. Because of your status, I would assume that our sovereign has placed you in this uncomfortable position in the battle presently. But you are our last best chance, and you shouldn't be so sanguine. You have them exactly where you want them by virtue of their own activities on their own documentation. Get a hold of Dr. Sam Kennedy. I'm hoping that the people that are listening will do the courtesy of following through with the request that I had made a number of times in your behalf. We've been working to get you congressional hearings in front of Elijah Cummings. It's
Thank
a
you.
Perfect time. He can be contacted through the usual suspect number. They will switch you over to the Baltimore office. But for those that have any time anywhere, it's 410-685-9199.
And that's whose number?
Flood his office.
I'm sorry?
People need to flood his office with calls, contacts, letters, and get me before Congress.
We've been doing that consistently since you had the presence of mind of mentioning it on the air. That is Mr. Mike Jones. He is quite the officer and a gentleman, and I'm hoping that you're in touch with him. But even more so, the gentleman...
Oberstar as well. Congressman Oberstar as well.
I'm sorry?
Congressman Oberstar as well. He's really pissed about this, and he wants Coast Guard out of Homeland Security and back into DOT.
Well, we'll work on that as well. Can you tell me, can you advise me that you are going to be in touch with Dr. Sam Kennedy? There's no sense battling this all on your own.
I've been begging for it, trust me.
We're looking up Sam Kennedy's number right now.
Take no prisoners. Anyway, I'll let you go. I know you're busy. Good
right.
luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, get Chris there. Yeah, let's go to Vicki. Hello, Vicki. Go ahead, you're on air. Vicki? Hello?
Hello.
Vicki. Going once, going twice. We got all the buttons pushed there we're supposed to have pushed.
You dropped her.
She's still showing up on the phone line. Chris, can you bring them up? Are they still there or not?
Oh.
There you are.
Hi.
Gosh. Hi, Vicki.
Saying hello, hello.
Hey.
Okay, the question I have is this law of the sea treaty, will it put the entire United States under admiralty law?
We're already there. That's what they're trying to do. I said that the courts under the Suits and Admiralty Act of 1965, Bush has grabbed control of the military ground forces under Admiral Fallon under the Constitution article. They're using the Constitution against us. They've studied this. They've constructed this. They're taking all of our defenses, you know, our external walls, those things that are supposed to protect and keep us safe, civil defense systems, national security systems, and they're tearing them all down from within. They're opening up our country to take it down, literally, so that they can steal all the public and private. They're not just going after public treasury assets. They're going after private assets as well. They're raiding corporations. They're raiding intellectual property. Guys like Congressman Christopher Cox, he was from Dana Point out here in California. He's now in charge of the SEC. He found a stash of helium that only the Nazis would know about, Goodyear Zeppelin. United States was the only manufacturer of helium in the world. It's a naturally mined product up until after World War II. He found this stash of it, which is like, you know, buoyant gold, because it's worth more than its weight in gold. From 70, 80 years ago, he finds this stash, sells it to private interests, works across the aisles, both Democrats and Republicans, does such a good job that he's appointed to head the SEC so that he can use data mining, Echelon, Carnivore, and more, to go into old public trusts and private trusts to find hidden assets, like little, you know, treasure troves, and raid them and sell them on the, you know, market and make a bunch of money. And that's the kind of stuff that's going on, that people have no idea the level of. When they talk about your library records and going into your library records, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about your own computer. That's a library record. They're talking about your phone records. That's a library. But they're also talking about lists of assets and resources of corporations. And, I mean, you go to the Smithsonian. Do you know how much stuff that they have in the Smithsonian that's not even recorded and on the record? I mean, like, priceless artifacts. A lot of museums are in that very same, you know, realm, but so are a lot of corporations and even giant, you know, family trusts.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are a bunch of, they're pirates. They're administrative pirates. They're pirates who have come ashore. The skull and bones, that's the pirate flag. It's the Jolly Roger.
Well, you know what? I read an interview where Mineta called himself a pirate. But let me tell you something about Christopher Cox, too. He was on the Brady Commission back in 1988 that studied the 1987 crash and came up with, you know, they came up with the plunge protection team business and structural adjustment programs and so forth. So they did set us up to loot our economy.
And every single one of us and then enslave us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vicki, I appreciate your call. We're coming up against the break.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Here's Dr. Sam Kennedy's number. You ready to write?
One sec. Go ahead.
All right. 518-269-8758.
What was the first part again?
518-269-8758. And tell him you're a friend of mine. He's on this network. He's helped a lot of people. See if he can be of some service to you, Eric.
Okay.
All righty. Well, my friend, another day in the battle, but I'll tell you what, any day that's upright and we're still there to take another breath and enter into the arena for the battle that we should not be fighting, but we find ourselves doing it. I wish you luck, and let me know what happens after you get a hold of Sam Kennedy.
All right, peace. Thanks, John.
All right, thank you, Eric.
Take care.
All righty, sir.
Bye.
I'm just going through some of this information that I just received here. Corporation. This is out of Black's Law Dictionary. An artificial person or legal entity created by or under the authority of the laws of a state or nation, composed in some rare instances of a single person and his successors, being the incumbents of a particular office, but ordinarily consisting of an association of numerous individuals who subsist as a body politic under a special denomination, which is regarded in law as having a personality and existence distinct from that of its several members, and which is the same authority vested with the capacity of continuous succession irrespective of changes in its membership, either in perpetuity or for the limited terms of years, and the acting as a unit or single individual in matters relating to the common purpose of association.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And out of the same Black's Law Dictionary, the fourth edition, it tells you what the difference is between public corporations and private corporations. Now, according to the accepted definitions and rules, corporations are classified as follows. A public corporation is one created by the state for political purposes and to act as an agency in the administration of civil government, generally within a particular territory or subdivision of the state, and usually invested for that purpose, which subordinate and local powers of legislation. So in other words, the corporation makes subordinate any powers of legislation that are within your county. And it goes on to say, such as a county, city, town, or school district. There are sometimes called political corporations. Now, private corporations are those founded by and composed of private individuals for private purposes. Ergo, General Motors, Ford, Dell Corporation, whatever. And as I said, for private purposes and as distinguished from governmental purposes and having no political or governmental franchises or duties. Now, the true distinction between the public and private corporations is that the former are organized for governmental purposes, the latter not. The term public has sometimes been applied to corporations of which the government owned the entire stock, as in the case of a state bank. But bearing in mind that public is here equivalent to political, it will be apparent that this is the misnomer. Again, the fact that the business or operations of a corporation may directly and very extensively affect the general public, as in the case with a railroad company or a bank or an insurance company, is no reason for calling it a public corporation. If organized by private persons for their own advantage, or even if organized for the benefit of the public generally, as in the case of the free public hospitals or other charitable institutions, it is nonetheless a private corporation. It does not possess governmental powers or functions. The use may be, in a sense, be called public, but the corporation is private, as much so as the franchises were vested in a single person. And let me go back to what I said earlier here, folks, what they recognize in these maritime or courts of equity. You know, when we were talking about this 10 years ago, you people are nuts. That gold fringe around the flag sitting in the courtroom, that's just a decorative flag and it has no meaning. It's just decorative. You people are nuts. That was their maritime law courts. That was their court of equities. That's where the pirates operate. That's where they fleece you. It is all related. It is all pertinent. This de facto government that has been created. So these corporate entities can deal with you. So what's the simple solution of this? Heretofore, a corporation, this doesn't apply as law, and it doesn't apply to free sovereign people. So what are they? What's the natural course of this? They create you as a corporate entity because only corporations can deal with corporations. And I don't give a hoot and a holler if it's a public, a political, or anything else, or what they deem as a private corporation. Is not the International Monetary Fund, is that not a private corporation? Aren't they on the business of cranking out money out of thin air and then loaning it to people? It's a private entity that had no business in the United States. It had no business being a part of the government. The government should not have contracted with these people, but yet they have. And look what this private corporation has done to this country. They have led it down the path, and it is in tatters. But we're not supposed to know these things, because the card-carrying people that just want to do just a little bit more business, and they just want to protect you in these courts of equity, they're all just benign individuals, and they're just all here to help us. What they have done is helped us out of house, home. What they have done is helped us out of our country, and what they are doing now is selling this country off. It's the corporation doing business for you, folks, or more importantly, to you. But now that we're catching on to all this thing, don't you know, folks, that we're homegrown terrorists? We are a threat to the government. Now, the original documents I read, we the people, we are the government. Yes, we have a political system. Yes, we elect people to represent us. But in what regard? As being a free sovereign of the respected states or nations, whether you be in New York, Texas, California, Florida, doesn't matter. They have a vested interest in you. You may not have in them, but that doesn't stop them from saying that they have jurisdiction and that they have authority over you. It's going to come down to a catfight, folks. It's just a matter of what kitty growls the most and shows the most tenacity. Wow. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Story in the Sierra Vista newspaper in Arizona, the Herald. And here's how the federal corporation deals with things on the issue of, as the headline reads, hospital gets help for providing migrant care. Yeah, they're not illegals anymore, folks. They're just migrants. The federal government has reimbursed Arizona hospitals and doctors $92 million over the past 2 years to offset unpaid bills for emergency care provided to undocumented immigrants. Now, let me stop right here. $92 million, which the government doesn't make. They're not a profit-generating outfit. They're not a business. They're not a corporation to for profit. Or at least so they claim. And what they have done over the past 2 years, they've given these Phoenix hospitals $92 million. Well, whose dollars are those? Well, one could argue that we're on the hook for paying it. The federal government is forcing through taxation to make you pay for illegals getting health care in hospitals. Arizona hospital executives say they are grateful for the financial help, but it's still not enough to offset the bulk of costs associated with providing emergency health care to illegal immigrants. To make up for the shortfall, hospitals say they are forced to raise the cost of basic hospital services for everybody else. It becomes part of the bad debt of hospitals, said Rich Pohaber, chief executive officer of Karen, I think this is Karen Dillette Holy Cross Hospital in Nogales. Now, they operate one hospital in Nogales at the U.S.-Mexican border and three in the Tucson area. The Condelet hospitals provided about $15.5 million worth of care to immigrant patients over the past 2 years, and the hospital network collected $2.4 million under the program. Now, that means less than 16% of the hospital's group's undocumented immigrated-related bills were paid. The hospital typically absorbs $6 million each year in hospital costs and treats about 1,300 foreign nationals that may or may not be in the United States illegally. Now, but don't worry. The costs that have pushed medical coverage up in this country, the pharma cartels with their high-paid lobbyists, demanding of the government for health care or health purposes, I should say, that you've got to be a legal drug dealer for our drugs. Forget the fact that a lot of them kill people, start up all kinds of associated medical problems, but be that as it may. You add in the insurance companies that 75 to 80%, up to 80%, folks, goes for administration and profit, 20% to the actual participants in their insurance scam, I mean their program. Look at the situation of health care in this country. Is it any wonder that people can't afford their own health care? But don't worry, the cast iron biddy from New York, that's right, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton of Sodom and Gomorrah is riding to the rescue. Elect this cast iron pimple on not even a good woman's backside, and what she wants to do is give you national health care, which, by the way, is just another version of what I just read you, that you're going to have to pay for other people's medical benefits while all the while people in this country are starving to death. They may be well-fed. They're fat little blimps running around. They're unhealthy, eating non-nutritional foods, loading up with chemicals, all of us ingesting hormones, all of us ingesting all kinds of antibiotics that they're injecting in anything that walks, has a hoof or a claw that we ingest in this country, milk, dairy products, butters, I don't care what it is, even your ice cream. They're literally killing us with their profit. But the cast iron biddy has a proposal. We've got to have national health care. You know, I don't know when people are going to wake up. A lot of them are, don't get me wrong. But I'm saying a lot of the deadheads, a lot of the people that call themselves Democrats, and all that they've done is jumped on the entitlement board, which is another form of socialism, congratulations. And we're sitting here, and these people are just clamoring for the person that says they want to give it to them. When is the circus going to stop? I'll tell you what. I hope Ron Paul does get the nomination for the Republicans, because the money, AFSCME, just jumped in on the Hillary Clinton bandwagon. There's a lot of fundraising behind the scenes. A lot of big power wants Hillary Clinton in office. And I never thought I'd hear myself say this. I hope the Democrats nominate... who's the slicky-haired boy there? John Edwards. Doesn't matter. But could you see Ron Paul going up against Hillary Rodham? I really am a socialist, communist, slash Clinton. Can you see this happening? My God, it would be a presidential debate like none we have ever witnessed in this country if Mr. Ron Paul can pull it off. And as soon as I can find my paper here, November 5th, remember, November, the gunpowder treason. Ron Paul is, there's a group of people out there, they want 100,000 people out there, folks, and I'm going to be one of them. I don't know where the hell I'm going to get the $100, but I am going to send Ron Paul $100. And it only leaves 99,999 other people that need to do the same thing to put $10 million in this guy's coffer so he can get the exposure that they're begrudgingly handing out to this guy. Oh, it's the internet. I see story after story. A criminal botnet stumps for Ron Paul, researchers allege. All this political stuff coming up because they're scared to death of this man. This man is threatening so many of the heretofore mentioned sacred cows that they are literally folks, they're quaking in their boots. They don't know exactly how to deal with this. Because with every other candidate, I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, they know it's a safe bet. It doesn't matter who gets in the White House, just as long as they're one of ours. Mr. Ron Paul is not one of theirs. That's what they're so worried about. I mean, it is, I just cannot wait for this. A few other news items here. More rats are jumping off the ship. State Department's image guru, Karen Hughes, the U.S. State Department's public diplomacy chief, and image guru, Karen Hughes, one of the last survivors of President George W. Bush's original inner circle, said on Wednesday she's going to quit and go back to Texas. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said Hughes would step down in mid-December, but the former television reporter would remain a consultant for the State Department. She will obviously leave a very big hole and big shoes to fill, said Rice. With Hughes at her side, she will remain a valued advisor to me. You know, what if I called Condoleezza Rice a nappy-headed hoe? Would I get in trouble for that? I'll have to check with our lawyers. That is, if I were to say that Condoleezza Rice was a nappy-headed hoe. But at any rate, I didn't say it. I'm just asking the question. Hughes, who was sworn as an Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy in September 2005, has sought to combat negative opinion about the United States following the March 2003 invasion of Iraq and its chaotic aftermath. And she says, that's a little talking head before she went into the limelight of Washington, D.C. for the State Department. She says, I feel that I have done what Secretary Rice and President Bush ask of me by transforming public diplomacy in making it a national security priority. Oh, I see. It's the glitzy little lie now that is a point for national security and a priority. Let's dump that one. And folks, let me go back to what I started to talk about originally today on the program while we're waiting for Eric Schein to come up. Now remember, and let's go back, let's go back to the 25th of September here. Story out of Detroit News had to do more specifically with General Motors, but this is when the United Auto Workers said that they were going to strike. And after a tense weekend of negotiations, the auto talks of 2007 boiled over at 11 a.m. Monday when UAW President Ron Gettelfinger ordered 73,000 workers off the job and onto the picket line. Gettelfinger is one of the people that has sold. He does great show and theater, folks, but he's one of the people that have sold the UAW membership down the toilet. And this apparently, the rub here was that the UAW employees, GM wanted them to create a company finance union-run trust to cover the $50 billion in health care obligations. Refer to my comments 5 minutes ago, health care obligations, and what they're just reaming everybody over this. So they had their strike. GM got what it wanted. And then they turned around to the Chrysler employees. Now, Saturday, just this past Saturday, folks, less than a week ago, the UAW and Chrysler came to an agreement. What was not in that agreement? That Chrysler's going to cut up to 10,000 hourly jobs in North America. And they are moving aggressively to slash cost and reduce production by announcing shift reductions at 5 North American assembly plants and up to 10,000 hourly jobs cut through 2008. I'm not saying laid off temporarily. I'm telling you cut, gone. And it's a day of pain, as the newspaper says. It's a day of pain. Chrysler LLC is expected to eliminate 5 shifts and about 4,000 hourly jobs at manufacturing plants in Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, as part of a broad cost-cutting effort by the automaker's new private owner. People familiar with the situation said Chrysler will drop shifts in early 2008 at assembly plants in Detroit, Sterling Heights, Toledo, Belvedere, Illinois, as well as its Mack Avenue engine complex in Detroit. The moves are expected to be announced by Chrysler today, along with plans to slash 1,000 salaried jobs, cut 1,100 contract positions. By the way, these contract positions are what the auto company started hiring rather than salaried employees, but there's 100 more of these people going out the door. They were there to replace the salaried employees, but guess what? No protections. You're out of here. You're fired. The additional approximately 6,000 job losses came as the automaker is already in the midst of a major reorganization announced in February that will eventually eliminate 11,000 hourly jobs and 2,000 salaried positions through buyouts, retirements, and attrition. People familiar with Chrysler said its new owner, the private equity from Cerebus Capital Management LP, is determined to downsize the automaker to speed its return to profitability. Now, and keep this in mind, folks, because I was part of the auto industry for a number of years. I saw it from the inside out. And here was the wake-up call. Almost 30 years ago. Remember the first oil embargo? Remember the cars we were driving around and looked like mini boats? Well, that worked fine and dandy in this country until, well, fuel costs started to escalate, governmental regulations about fuel economy and EPA standards and all this other stuff. And it isn't like the auto companies knew this wasn't coming. They knew. But they were still merrily producing what we now look at as antiquated junk. Now, some might argue that. Big V8s and big transmissions and big rear ends and all. And quite frankly, that worked for a long time until you start having to lighten the vehicles to meet EPA standards, the cost of fuels go up, you see the picture. But the Japanese looked at the situation and being the inventive, they're copiers, they're not inventive, they're real good at copying, and eyeballing situations to take advantage of market conditions. So what did they do? They started building durable goods, durable cars, well-engineered, miserly on gas. I mean, come on, folks, back in the 70s, why would you want to buy a Toyota or a Datsun that got 30 miles to a gallon? When a gallon of gas was what, 50 cents, 75 cents, whatever? But the auto companies knew this was coming. So when this phony oil embargo hit in 1979, well, they took their engineers, rushed them into the ready room, and said, "Gentlemen, make cars for us." Chrysler came out with a K-car piece of junk, and General Motors responded in kind with their X-body pieces of junk. But see, they've had all these years to say, "Gentlemen, we better take a serious look at the product we're producing, because look at the competition we have." Do you think any of these guys were smart enough to take and buy a Toyota, tear it apart, and say, "You know what? Let's just bend the sheet metal a little bit, But get in there. Give me some engineering specs on this stuff. Let's mimic this thing. Bend the sheet metal out a little bit. Bow it here. Cave it in there. Put a special paint job in and throw our badge on it. They weren't even smart enough to do that. Last week, I had a little fender bender. I just got my car out of the shop. And I was driving, what the heck was this thing? A Pontiac G6. It's supposed to be the competition against the Japanese imports. Folks, it doesn't even touch it. It doesn't even come close. And while the companies back there, in the day, and, excuse me, I was just yelling at my engineer here. And while we were out there and doing funding through the auto companies for races, you know, let's go around the circle here, you know, let's go around the oval. Remember those days? Chevy, Ford, and Chrysler, there they were, big V8s just humming down the road. In the meantime, what was Honda Motor Corporation doing? Well, they were doing formula races. They were inventing suspensions and power plants that you now see in their cars today. I feel very badly for the workers at Ford, Chrysler, General Motors. I feel bad for these people. I feel even worse that they were forced to become members of a union that the long-range plans was to sell them out, and they were formed years ago. So now what we're going to... Well, we're just going to lay a bunch of people off. Don't worry about it. Now we're going to restructure. We're going to make ourselves profitable again. General Motors was the largest car corporation on the face of this planet, with all their divisions: Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac. They were the world's leading producers of cars. But innovation, free thinking outside of that box, was not an accepted rule. You were the exception to be done away with. So in Michigan, what do they have? Fourth in foreclosure filings, same page, same newspaper, same day. And the story goes that a soaring number of U.S. homeowners struggled to make mortgage payments in the third quarter, with properties in some stage of foreclosure more than doubling from the same time last year. A total of 446,726 homes nationwide were targeted by some sort of foreclosure activity from July to September. That's this year, folks. 3 months. And that's up 100.1% from the 223,233 properties in the year period, according to Irvine-based Reality Track, Inc. The number of homes with foreclosure filings in Massachusetts surged more than 12-fold. All but five states, Kentucky, New Mexico, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Utah, reported a year-over-year increase in foreclosure filings. In all, 635,159 filings were reported in the third quarter alone, up almost 100% from a year ago. And this is what they said, Reality Track CEO. He said, given the number of loans due to reset through the middle of 2008, they're not going to reset. Because these are the people that took out and got the mortgages that shouldn't have gotten in the first place. Given the number of loans due to reset and the continuing weakness in the home sales, we would expect foreclosure activity to remain high and even increase over the next year in many markets. Now, as I said, Michigan is number four. Ohio, Colorado, Arizona, Georgia, Indiana, and Texas. And in Florida, foreclosure rates amounted to one filing for every 95 households. We're not just talking about houses not sticks and bricks, folks. We're talking about real people, Americans. That are on the receiving end of that dirty little stick. And nobody is addressing it. They're still debating within financial circles, are we in a recession? Are we in a recession? Have I dropped in from another planet? They do speak a different language. Their brains are wired a different way. That I do not understand and I do not see what I see. I can only say this to a lot of people out there, and this may not be of little or no help. Eat, drink, and be merry for these holiday seasons coming up, for tomorrow they plan on killing you off. Or we can do something else. We can get real damned angry about this, and then we can take that anger, repackage it, and start taking action. Enough of this. Enough of the carnage. Enough of the train wrecks. Enough of the lies. Enough of the deceptions. Enough of the business of as usual with these people that wouldn't even know how to spell honesty, let alone practice it. They have no idea what ethics are. Forget about morality. I'm not even asking them to be moral people. But we are in a country now, folks, that is literally, without question, financially, morally, and ethically bankrupt. In every sense of the word. And there's not going to be any, this is not a boom and bust cycle, folks. This isn't something that's going to go down and come back up. We're not coming back from this one. We're not going to recover from this. We're not going to be able to retire any debts. We're not going to be able to pay any bills. And how do you deliver the bad news to people and tell them to wake up and take action without them getting depressed, discombobulated, confused, and unplugged? Well, they're going to hang us all separately, or they're going to try to hang us all together, and they can't do that because they don't possibly have enough rope. So it is no accident that you're seeing these people in the district of criminals, and I mean this in every aspect. What they're trying to do is they're trying to shut us up. Because like in that movie, They Live. When you put the sunglasses on, you could really see what was going on. You are nothing out there, folks, but consumers to these people. That's all that you are. And they're taking your ability to earn a wage and to be a good little consumer. You know, how did Walrus Crankcase used to put it? And that's the way it is. On this first day of November 2007, folks. Sold down the river, lock, stock, and barrel. Tell you what, if we don't elect Ron Paul, you better grab your socks, you better grab your pack, and you better grab your rifle and head for the hills. Because you're going to have to anyhow. Because you ain't going to have no home to live in. You're not going to have any job to go to. You're not going to have a life. And neither are your children. Think about that. We'll see you tomorrow.